Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is Maria Duarte. She is from the Department of Public Health Sciences. And Maria, welcome to 100 at 100.
Thank you for inviting me.
Tell us a little bit what you do in the way of research.
My interest is nutrition interventions in order to prevent chronic diseases.
And this is an intervention involving diet and activity or what?
Yes. And basically what we do is we combine physical activity and nutrition interventions aimed at reducing chronic diseases such as heart diseases, which are of high prevalence here in El Paso among low-income participants. And this is basically related to diet, a diet that is high in fat, a diet that is high in calories in general, simple carbohydrates. And all of these components in the diet tend to result in the obesity, sometimes high blood pressure, and those are risk factors for developing heart diseases.
And diabetes also, I suspect.
Including diabetes,
right.
Yes.
So what sort of interventions do you try to do?
We just completed an intervention funded by NIH in where we recruited 754 participants from a low-income area. These participants attended a community agency in where we implemented nutrition education by promotoras as well as physical activities, including some swimming classes and aerobics or walks in the parks. All of these activities were led by community health workers or promotoras de salud.
You might think that nowadays with all the mass communication, people would know that swimming, walking, not eating fatty foods is good for you. But presumably the message isn't really out there.
I think the success of this program was related to the fact that we were able to offer a comprehensive program that included nutrition education and physical activity, and where we inform our participants the benefit of addressing or adopting these healthy behaviors.
And have you had success? Are you changing people's habits and both in exercise and nutrition?
Yes, those were the results that we found in this large-scale research project that was conducted at the YWCA in collaboration with the Parks and Recreation City of El Paso. We were able to identify a reduction in weight, waist circumference, a reduction in blood pressure, and improving in health behaviors such as self-efficacy or intentions to increase the intake of fruits and vegetables.
That's excellent. So, I mean, it really is a research program interacting with the public for the public's final benefit.
Exactly, yes.
Thank you very much for being here. Maria Duarte from the Department of Public Health Sciences at the University of Texas at El Paso. This has been 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas here in El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.